Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, coming up around the bend, we have our Nail the Score contest for fun to lighten the load and get away from some of the wah, wah, wah of politics. We do our own little lottery system. Here's what happens. The game of the week is chosen by our supercomputer. Once it's locked and loaded, you call in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You tell us who you think's going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. It's easy. For example, Pittsburgh and Tennessee, they tangle on Thursday. Let's say I pick Pittsburgh to win the game 27-14. That's it. I own that score. And the next caller in can pick the same team but has to have a different score. It's kind of like playing the lottery. You're trying to guess numbers. Like politics, they're trying to guess numbers all the time. The numbers needed to win the election with the electoral votes. Will Obama have enough, or does Mitt Romney pull off the Hail Mary? It seemed like it was going to be a Hail Mary, but if you look at the polls, it's telling a different story because pretty much they're neck and neck in all the polls. I mean, we're talking neck and neck. So POTUS, what is POTUS going to try to do to change this scenario? Because when you're the incumbent, you would much rather have distance in whatever poll anybody's reading and however you think it slants. The president is hitting the campaign trail in between some of the other things that he's working on, including meeting with the Secretary of State. That's what the schedule is like for him. And he has to meet with the Secretary of State because of what's happening on the Hill with the testimony that happened on Wednesday, which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed this, but welcome to 10, 11, 12. Yep, 10, 11, 12. How about that? I don't know if anyone else picked that up. 10th month, 11th day, 12th year. I think it's very cool. Be wild to have a kid born on 10, 11, 12. Be very, very easy to remember that birthday, wouldn't it? I think it'd be very, very easy. So as the president trots out his schedule, does a little campaigning, Romney heavily campaigning, going to some of those battleground areas, seeing that there's been some movement. He's picked up at least some points in the polls anyway. You can be sure that both will be watching the vice presidential debate, because that's happening in Kentucky, in Danville, Kentucky, on Thursday. Most of what will be up for grabs is pretty much a little of everything. It's the only VP debate. The economy certainly will be a big, big part of what's asked and what could be rebutted and all of that. But it's wide open. So with it being wide open and not specific like the presidential debates have been, the next one on foreign relations affairs, whatever you have, foreign, that has a foreign twist to it, this one is completely wide open. So you can imagine the things that could be asked. The VP debate, could it really shift the momentum or not? Some people are actually saying, forget Paul Ryan, it's going to be Joe Biden that helps to center this debate and shift it into a different direction back to Obama. I mean, is it really a game changer? I don't know that it's a game changer, but it's a big moment. Because we're not picking VPs. So we go to vote, we're not picking a VP. We're picking the presidents and the VPs on the card. So any impact, I would say, would be extremely limited. At least if we go back to our past history of debates and look at it, it's not as significant naturally. Of course, it makes sense. Not as significant as the presidential debates. And the second debate that'll happen on Tuesday, next Tuesday, will be huge for Obama and for Romney, because Romney wants to keep up the pressure and continue to play up his strong points and not be afraid to go after Obama for his weak points. And that happened. That worked well in the first time around. It may work well the second time around. With the VPs, they try to get out as much as possible their running mate. And for Paul Ryan, he has to watch his temper, because if he can't really go off during this debate, he's got to focus on what the questions are at hand and just focus on that and focus on the material. All right, to be sure, there are other things that are happening right here among us. I always like to say, when I say the buzz in the backyard, it's what you're talking about with your neighbors. So you might be talking about the fact that they were screaming for security at the consulate in Libya for a long time. There's memos that actually date back to March, but nothing ever happened. In the end, four Americans were killed. Countless other were hit. So this was perhaps a preventable thing if there had been more security, but there wasn't enough security, and there was confusion over what happened, how it happened, did somebody get in? And you followed this storyline enough to know what I'm talking about, without a doubt. In the meantime, some of the other things, some of the other odds and ends out there that I would point to of interest would be the Supreme Court looking at the affirmative action, an affirmative action case where a young girl, now 22, couldn't get into the University of Texas because they had race quotas, and that's what they're saying. They had race quotas, and she's saying how unfair it was and what a big mistake when she academically was head and shoulders above many others that they had placed in there, or placed in the University of Texas. So it'd be interesting to keep your eye on that one, because that could change the situation for many universities with the policies flipping thanks to affirmative action maybe getting declared unconstitutional by the current Supreme Court makeup. And we know that makeup could change. It could change and flip in a different direction. So 5-4 may become a thing of the past in the near future. If Obama wins re-election, you can bet that'll be high on the list. Judges, high on the list, because there would be a chance that probably there'd be at least, well, there'd be one replacement that I can think of that could happen. And that's been talked about backwards and forwards. Backwards and forwards. There was a wild rumor going on, I have to address it, about Led Zeppelin getting together again. I got it early in the morning that, yeah, Led Zeppelin's getting together. Turns out it's not really that. They've got a concert film called Celebration Day, and that brought out fans out of the woodworks. However, that's it. It's just the film. It is not any kind of a concert, and it sounded as though they were reuniting in some kind of a concert. Sorry to burst your bubble if you got that on Twitter, but Led Zeppelin not touring, although it sounded good for a moment anyway. Football next. We try and nail the score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
For the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What's it going to be? Buffalo and Arizona, my first love football-wise. Philadelphia hosting Detroit. How about those lame Jets at 2-3 hosting the Indianapolis Colts? Let's see what happens when we let the computer rip. Do the honors, Matt Johnson. Oh, this is a good matchup of the game of the week. It's a late game, 4:25 kick at the stick. And San Francisco, there's your big hint, will play host to the New York Giants. Will San Francisco pick up their fifth win and be 5-1? How about the Giants looking for another win coming off of a Super Bowl season at the end of the season last year, where now they're 3-2. So what do you think happens here with the Giants in San Francisco? Let me throw out the digits so you can throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Hosting San Francisco gets an edge there. I think in this case, this is a tricky one, but I am definitely going with San Francisco. I think San Francisco wins it 27-21, San Francisco. Matt Johnson, what do you say?
Well, like you, I think think about the West Coast teams here. San Francisco is going to win, but I think it's going to be a pretty close matchup. I give the edge to San Fran because they're playing at home, and New York's going to have to fly all the way out to San Francisco, have a long trek. I'll go San Francisco 24 and the Giants 16.
Ooh, 24-16. Okay, I like that guess. I do. San Francisco and New York, they met in January, remember that? Super Bowl on the line, Super Bowl berth on the line. So San Francisco's been waiting for this game after New York won in overtime at the Stick on January 22nd, which cost the 49ers what they thought they were ultimately going to get, a trip to the Super Bowl. So they're ready. And the 49ers are tied for third in the NFL, just to give you some statistics, in scoring with an average of 29.8 points. And they became the first team in league history with 300 yards passing and 300 yards rushing in the same game. Woo-hoo, you gotta love that. Gotta love it. The Giants have been impressive, though, offensively. You can't just write them off. You can't do that. If you look at the mass numbers that they put up, I would say that that could be a safe bet. Let's just say it could be a safe bet to go with the other guy. So let's see. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Rick the Stick in Illinois. Hello, Rickles.
Just nailing Palin time.
Hey, she's got an exercise book coming out. She just announced it, that she was having a big exercise book come out.
Yeah, I see the advanced copy of it. Have you seen it?
No. I didn't really want to
see it.
Yeah,
you open it up, got little pop-up characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just set a crayon stool with it. And then in the book, she thought for a long, long time that Taco Bell was a Mexican phone company.
Uh-huh.
That's the wrong word.
Ba-dum-bump. I understand. Yeah. What do you think? San Francisco wins this one or the Giants?
Giants 28, San Fran 21.
Oh, you just did that to be contrarian, didn't you?
No.
All right, Rick. Good luck with that one. Have fun watching the game. You know what? I love that guy. He is honest to T. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-2283. We're not going to hold it against him. He has a big, giant Obama sign on his front lawn. I'm certain of it. Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate.
I don't know. Who do you like in this one? You liking San Francisco or are you liking the Giants?
I'm liking the Giants. 24-17.
24-17. G-men. Because you think they're turning a corner and this could be it.
Well, they'll turn a corner if Rick gets the Obama sign out of his yard.
Yeah, we might have to pay him to do that, Dale.
Yeah. Poor soul.
Exactly.
I have great empathy for my fellow Illinoisan.
There you go. Good guy. Dale, thanks. We appreciate your humor, too. 855-266-KATE. Come on, America. We know you want to weigh in. 855-266-5283. By the way, you can still do this by email as long as you get it into us by the top of the hour. We had a winner the first time out, Dave in Vermont, winning right out of the gate. You know, we still have his prize pack that's on the way. It is all packed up. We had to wait till Ireland. That's just a big hint. We had to wait till Ireland was over with. And okay, I feel bad for Dave. He's probably, like, going to the mailbox every day. Don't worry. We're like the Keebler elves. It will get to you, I swear. Hook or crook, or if we have to carry it on our backs. Plus, Izzy needs some information from Dave, too, but you may be the winner. It's about those bragging rights and everything in between, too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in and you're saying, what in the world is she talking about? We lighten the load here. It's called Nail the Score. And the game of the week is the Giants in San Francisco. All you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It's cheaper than playing the lottery because that'll cost you at least a buck. For a try, this does not cost you anything. You could have bragging rights plus the America Tonight swag bag. See what Luke in Illinois has up his sleeve as far as a guest is concerned. Luke, hello.
Hello.
What do you think, Luke?
I'm going to take the Giants.
Again? That's three giant picks in a row.
Yep. 24-14.
24-14, so Luke says less points on the board for San Francisco. Luke, are you going to be watching the game?
Yes, most definitely.
Awesome. I watch all those games. Sunday is my fun day, without a doubt. Luke, enjoy. When you're watching the games, what are you doing? Are you mindlessly eating chips? Are you drinking a cold one? Are you just laying on the couch? I'll tell you the best... Two best places to go see games. When you're not at the stadium, the two best places that I have ever been in my life to see NFL. Hawaii's one of them because you wake up and boom, they're on. You could lay in bed and watch football and not feel guilty about it because you're in paradise because it starts that early. The other thing is Vegas is an awesome place to watch football. Because you go to the sports books and they have all the games on, and it's like you're at the game. There's like that ambiance because people are screaming and yelling really over who they picked and if they're losing. But it does make it exciting. It totally. It's one of the best places to go to watch an NFL game. I mean, of course, you got to get there and get seats. But you go and you watch whoever you want to watch, and it's up there because they have so many screens. Oh,
I've got a buddy who lives in Hawaii, so I've been out there.
Oh, it's awesome.
To do the NFL morning, and it's almost disorientating because you wake up at like 9 in the morning and that's when the early games are on. And, I mean, it's kind of crazy because you can watch an entire day of football, including the night game, and it'll be like 7 o'clock at night and you're all done.
I love it. I love it.
And you watch three rounds of football.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And I love the whole idea that you wake up early, flip on the tube, and it is disorienting. But when you... But you know what's happening, so you just lay there. Because Hawaii's weird. If you're really super active in whatever you do, you go to the beach, you golf, you snorkel, you do your relaxing 10 million hours on the beach of walking back and forth, and you're whipped at night, you just don't have the oomph to stay up late, so you can definitely get up early and catch the football action. The key thing is you never want to give, in Hawaii, you never want to give up a day where you... You know, you're not up out doing whatever it is you want to do because you run out of days.
That's why you go to the beach bar.
True. Oh, the best. Now I'm just, I'm jonesing for a trip.
Now I want to go somewhere.
I do,
you
too.
You just got bad. You can't go anywhere.
No.
It's my turn.
Come on, we need to take some America Tonight listeners somewhere. We need to go to Hawaii. Have a blowout party in Hawaii. We have those swim-up bars. Just hang out on the swim-up bars. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Back with more of Nail the Score. Don't miss your chance to win.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
I like to see you right across the floor.
In the NFC West. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're doing that nail the score thing. The Giants 3-2, second in the NFC East. So you got the West, you got the East. I think you got a pretty good game shaping up here. Kick 4:25 East Coast time. I do believe it's going to be close. Of course, my guess was 27-21 San Francisco. Matt Johnson, copying me, also picked San Francisco 24-16. And so far, everybody else, and we got a bunch of people that have also sent in emails, and I'll get to that, have picked the G-Men. So what say you, America? Good chance for bragging rights, just for fun. We're doing the nail the score thing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Dale in Missouri. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
What do you think, Dale?
I think San Francisco.
Yay! Woohoo!
I think San Francisco 35 and the Giants 31.
Yeah, close game, 35-31. So, you know, their offenses have been clicking, both offenses. They may, it may be a more of a high-scoring affair. I like it.
All right. Thank
All right,
you.
Dale. Enjoy the game. Game's fun. Oh, Sunday game day. The best. The best. I blame my grandfather. God rest his soul. You know, I love my grandfather, and I just wanted to, I would always want to hang with him. So to hang with my grandfather, you had the, one of the times that you could spend a lot of time with him was watching football on Sunday, and I like to watch football. He probably got me into the NFL now that I think about it, because we would sit there and watch the games, and he would explain things a little bit to me. I mean, I was really young when we were doing that, but it was cool. So the other games on the docket, I mean, the only one I think that might have been more interesting, and that's probably the best one, just intriguing, although it's because the Jets are getting pounded by the New York media, is they could go in a 2-4 hole if they lose to Indianapolis. I mean, Andrew Luck, Mark Sanchez, people were calling for Mark Sanchez's head in New York. This is a really big game for the Jets, but I don't know if it's going to be that exciting. I don't know that that's going to be a thrilling game. Probably the one that we've got in the afternoon is better than that. Green Bay and Houston, not so sure. Houston's been rolling their 5-0. The Monday night game even is Denver and San Diego. San Diego's 3-2. Denver is 2-3. Denver would love to turn things around and come out of there with a win. When I say turn things around, pick up another win so that they'd be 3-3. But none of those games are the games of the week. The game of the week, once again, is San Francisco and the Giants. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you want to weigh in before it's too late, we have a bunch of emails, too, and I promise you we will get to the emails. Just hang on, and we will do that. Let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, good morning to you, Kate.
What do you think, Mr. Miles? Who do you think is going to win this one?
Oh, is it at the Giants?
It is in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Well, let's give San Francisco the edge.
24-21. You own that score, Dr. E. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. Good luck. I hope you win. He has like a gazillion miles on his car. I swear I love that story. He's got to get in that Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, what's the most mileage ever? Who wants to pay high car insurance, pay yet another car payment when you get another? I mean, it's cool to have a new car, but the fact is when you're writing those big checks for the car payments, in the end, if you have a car that works well, really, who cares? And he's got a car that works well, has a lot of miles on it, and if you know how to fool with cars, that's like a gift. I wanted that gift when I was in school. They wouldn't let me do it, but I would. If they let me take auto mechanics just as a side thing, I would have done it just so I would have known things that I could do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you want to weigh in, where's our pal Edna? We're going to go to the email and see what some of you had to say on the email. I need to announce that a little bit more because sometimes those scores overlap the scores that you call in and say, and it's not fair if they emailed in earlier. The key thing with the email, if you go to americatonight.net, is that you have to email before the top of the hour because, of course, if you email me on Sunday, well, that's not very fair, is it? And the answer is no, of course it's not fair. Dave in Vermont, the winner, who's eagerly standing by the front door waiting for his package to be assembled and to arrive. But Dave in Vermont says Giants win. He's a Giants fan, G-Man. Giants win 27-24. That's a pretty good guess. Everybody's like in the 20s except for Dale. And it does have the potential to be more of a high scoring deal. But I'm not so sure. But looking at the offensive numbers, looking at the defense, we'll see. We'll see. If they light it up, we'll know early on anyway. Okay, here's one also I got from Don Campbell. I love that, Don Campbell. It's a strong name. Don Campbell says, Absolutely, without a doubt, unequivocally, it's the Giants, Giants, Giants. Can you tell I'm a fan? I'm so psyched about this game. I think the final score will be 27-14. Ooh, 27-14? Then that's kind of like a no-show on the other side. Here's one from Will Mandel, who says, I say a knockout, baby. Hello, Kate Delaney. I love Nail the Score. I say it's a knockout at the hands of San Francisco. They take care of Big Blue. The final score will be 35-7. Mark my words, you're going to see a lopsided score without a doubt. Yeah, that'd be a boring game to invest in, though, unless you pick the score. Then it would be okay. Yeah, that's my score. I knew it. I nailed it. That's what you have to do. You just nail it on the head if there's any confusion. You're picking a side, San Francisco or the Giants. You don't have to know anything about football. And then you're telling me what you think the final score is going to be. The person who completely nails it, it's not like horseshoes, not coming close, but the person who completely nails it is the winner of Nail the Score. So email me, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or give us a jingle. You can ring in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Here's one from Aaron Maddow, who says, I think I am certain of this one. San Francisco wins 17-10. 17-10. Any guess is fair game. Any guess is fair game. If you've watched the scoreboard, some of the scores do seem more like Major League Baseball scores than big-time professional scores, even numbers, all that kind of stuff. So you can throw that out because we've had some really strange ones. Hey, speaking of Major League Baseball, just quickly, how about the A's? We were talking about this last week. They go to the one-game playoff, basically, to get into the playoffs against the Rangers, and they win. And the A's did it again on Wednesday night. They scored 3 runs in the 9th inning. They won game 4. They won game 4. It couldn't be more exciting baseball, because I'm sure there are people that walked away from that action, that game, thinking, oh, they lost it. I can't believe it. And it was Coco Crisp's 9th inning RBI single that gave them the dramatic victory in Oakland. So the crowd was crazy. That is a memorable ending. That is worth the price of admission. 2 runs down and 3 outs away from the season end. Did you hear what I said? 2 runs down. They stage probably one of their best finishes of all time. Seth Smith with the game tying 2-run double. And in the 9th inning, Coco Crisp rallying with a 2-out RBI single, and they staved off elimination with that win over the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers are so tough. It wasn't looking good, so what a raucous celebration for them. And what a huge win for the fans that went, paid the price of admission, just praying that they wouldn't be eliminated. And now you have that exciting Game 5, and it's a question of, can they win Game 5? It's the 7th, I didn't realize this, but I looked it up, it's the 7th postseason walk-off win for the A's in their history. And you can't even go to that since Ramon Hernandez won it with a squeeze bunt in the 2003 Division Series against Boston. Mm-mm-mm. AmericaTonight.net or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
you store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Score, where are you? Boy, you better call up now. Last time, I got a ton of emails that didn't qualify for Nail the Score. Ooh, you don't want to fall into that category. So even with half an eye open, you want to dial these digits so you have a chance to win. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. And, of course, the game of the week, I keep saying it, San Francisco hosting the New York Giants. San Francisco and the New York Giants. This is probably, at least on paper anyway, the game of the week. So it was a smart pick by the computer. there are other strange games, what I would call straddling games. Do you believe we are into week 6 already? Remember, 17 weeks of football, and that's it. Either you're in or you're out in the end at the Super Bowl. But the Thursday night game starts off with the Steelers and the Titans, and we don't get to our game until much deeper into Sunday. And it is really, honestly, an intriguing matchup when you think that the 49ers have a chance to be 5-1. The Giants, who won the Super Bowl last year, have a shot at picking up another game and being 4-2. So the Giants would like to walk away with that win, and hey, San Francisco would like to do the same thing. They like to pick up the extra win. And when you look at, you know, there's analysis, paralysis by analysis, and I believe in that, but you can look at numbers in a couple of different ways. The 49ers are tied for third in the NFL in scoring. They've got an average of 29.8 points. They became the first team in league history with 300 yards passing, and I said this already, 300 yards rushing in the same game, while winning a franchise record 621 yards in last Sunday's 45-3 win over Buffalo. I mean, that was just, they just creamed them. Not even a contest. Not even a contest. And when I look at the San Francisco side of the ball and the coaching, Jim Harbaugh, I think his coaching is excellent. I think the edge goes to San Francisco. That's why I said 27-21. But you don't have to analyze the game to death. You just have to call up and tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Matt, you've been paying attention. Week 6 in the NFL, you do that fantasy thing like I do. How's your fantasy team doing?
Not great.
Who's your quarterback?
Tom Brady, that's the one secure position. Everything else is a complete wash. Just a lot of bad drafting this year, and took flyers on guys that I thought would pan out, like Ryan Williams, who's now done for the season. And I don't know, they're just a lot of bad decisions. I remember, because I share one team with my buddy, I remember looking him in the eyes, and I'm going, we should draft Victor Cruz. And he goes, nope, let's take Nix. He's better.
Oh.
And so I let him have that pick because we were up between one of the two Giants receivers. Now Nix played probably like one game in the last 3 weeks, so it's all negative. It's Loserville USA is what's going on with my team.
Loserville. Yeah, it's luck of the draw. You pick the right guys, you're getting the right stats, and you have the right defense, and it's different. Alex Smith would have been a good quarterback. He's 7 of 11. He's got a 63.6% number, when we're talking about accuracy, quarterback rating, when he's on target with his favorite downfield dude, and that would be it would be the Vermeister, Mr. Davis, who, I'm telling you, he's like the sure-handed man. Vernon Davis is terrific, and the two of them together can be deadly. So we may see that. He may open up the field a little bit. And Smith has thrown as many, statistically, if you look it up, as many touchdowns as incompletions. So that's the other part of that, not throwing the incompletions. The Giants, on their side of it, a couple little odds and ends. They've got 3 sacks when rushing 4 or less this season so far. So, and the 49ers and the Giants will tangle in San Francisco. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Your chance to weigh in if you want to get in. Got a couple of emails here. One from Big Daddy, who says, I like the G-Men all the way. Kate, I tried to call in. For some reason, I couldn't get in. And I think the final score will be 37-28. Mm. Steve in Vermont, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you called. What do you think, Steve?
Well, being a huge Rams fan, I despise the 49ers and I despise the Giants. But I'm going to go with 30-13 San Francisco.
Ooh, another San Francisco believer. You're a huge Rams fan. Did you get that from St. Louis or California?
No, I got that from the early 70s when they were in L.A. They were always on late afternoon games, and that's when I started liking them, and it's been ever since.
Yeah. Well, then you like the Kurt Warner era.
Oh, God, yes.
I love this. Still, you know what? I know it's an old story, but to me, it's one of the best stories ever, that the guy is bagging groceries and Vermeil picks him out of nowhere when the star quarterback's done, and look what happened. That's still fantasy.
That's what I keep telling my son. You never know. You don't know.
Does he play for, where does he play? What level is he?
Milton High School.
Oh, is he quarterback?
He is. No, he's a linebacker, tight end, corner.
Mm-hmm.
And wide receiver.
And does he want to play in college?
Oh, definitely.
Cool. I like that. Well, you tell him kick butt and have a good season for us, okay?
They've got a big game Friday night, homecoming, senior night. It's everything. This Friday night's a big game for them.
All right. I love it, Steve. Hey, there's nothing like going to high school football, too, let me tell you. I'm glad you shared that with us. I have a nephew who plays high school football and plays on both sides of the ball, and it's interesting to go and watch him play. He plays for Grapevine in Texas. There are some powerhouse schools in Texas like South Lake Carrollton, and Dylan is my nephew, and he is such a good player and so excited about football. He totally has the right attitude. It's fun to go and watch them. It's just fun to see some of the players developing and, of course, trying to get to that next level, the college level. We don't have time to sneak in any more calls, but we do have a few more emails, and I'm going to get to those. Jessup likes the G-Men and says, Kate Delaney didn't used to cover the Giants. How can you not pick them? I'll tell you what, it's the Giants going to win this one, and the final score will be 39-15. Wow, that is a crazy, crazy score, Jessup, but that's why you have a much better chance to win. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?
Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.